Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget, or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The name your price to the neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Millennial Mama. Today I have someone who has been extremely instrumental in my breastfeeding journey. Had it not been for her support and encouragement, I wouldn't be here today, breastfeeding at 17 months. She is my go-to and has become a close confidant over the past few months. I get so many questions about breastfeeding and I thought, who better to answer these than her? I am so excited to have her here. So let's welcome lactation consultant and pediatric nutritionist, Dr. Mugdha Joshi. Hi, Dr. Mugdha. Thank you so much for joining me on Millennial Mama.
Thank you, Sanchi, for having me here today.
Doctor, we have a lot of new moms here. So I want to know, how should a new mom or a mom-to-be prepare for her breastfeeding journey?
Yes. So the thing is, breastfeeding is something that is not given much thought during pregnancy. Mothers focus largely on, you know, eating healthy or exercise, yoga, or planning or working towards having a normal vaginal delivery. But getting yourself educated, like as a family, deciding what type of feeding you want to choose for your baby is extremely important. And it's not, you won't get much time to think once your bundle of joy has already arrived. So you can do that by reading books about what is normal breastfeeding or what, you can consult a lactation consultant for a prenatal breastfeeding guidance. Or even nowadays we have group sessions on how to prepare to breastfeed when you are pregnant. So I think you educating yourself is the most important thing that needs to be done when you're pregnant.
You know, doctor, I completely agree, because when I was pregnant, I just knew ki I want to breastfeed, you know, and it's something I will do. I really did not know how much goes into breastfeeding, you know, like the first couple of weeks I was freaked out. I was like, this one is having milk every hour. What is this? Is this normal? You know?
Yes.
So I just knew that I have to breastfeed, but I went in with it with a very blind eye, you know?
Yes.
So about when moms feel that their supply is not enough? Because this is a question I get all the time, you know. So can this be true? Can your milk supply not be enough?
So yes, baby feeding frequently can be something that baby is not getting enough milk. But you know, that's not the only symptom that we need to focus along with that. It's not anything to diagnose any problem. We don't rely only on one sign or symptom. We need to have the total picture. So any mother who comes to me saying that, you know, my flow is not enough, I always ask her how your baby is latching. Do you experience any pain? Yeah. How many pee counts baby is passing? Baby is exclusively on milk feeds. If he is passing adequate urine, obviously he is getting. How can he pass adequate urine if he is not getting adequate milk? And the overall weight gain. There are growth spurts, Sanchi, we have discussed so many times that, you know, they feed it. Appears that you are just 24/7 nursing and not doing anything else, and breasts are soft. You don't feel that milk is enough in the breast, and baby is crying as if there's nothing in the breast. And we tend to judge ourselves, and we always, a new mother, feel maybe there is a problem with my supply, and we tend to perceive it as low supply and supplement, and in fact that causes further drop in the supply. So I think they should focus largely on the latch, whether it's painful or not. See if baby's urine output is right and the overall weight gain. If these three things are fine, don't worry about the frequency and duration of feed. If you still feel have a doubt, it's always better to consult an expert and you know, discuss the entire problem and go to the root cause.
I absolutely agree. I also feel it's something with the previous generation, because like my mom did not breastfeed me, you know, and they always feel like when the baby is constantly feeding, they don't understand growth spurts and leaps and all this. So they feel that milk is not enough. So I think that also used to play a role personally for me, you know, that, you know, they're constantly telling me, "Are baby, she's constantly feeding. It's not enough. It's not enough." So I think it's very important to have a proper support system, like whether a lactation consultant, a support group, as you said, because at least then you can raise your concern there and get an answer from a reliable source.
And coming, see, you know, Sanjeev, people who have not breastfed, they will not be able to understand what is normal breastfeeding, even if they are doctors. Yeah. I have so many friends who are doctors, and they are doing great in their own fields, but we are still never taught about breastfeeding so much in detail when we are studying medicine. When we saw so many problems and why the everybody is giving, like if you look around, everybody, you know, 90% of mothers we see have introduced bottle at some stage or the other. And that affects the new mother, means that is normal. You know, we need some a bottle feed, and maybe my baby is not getting enough if I am exclusively feeding it. Just because the baby comes frequently, that's what happens. So that is important, that to be a part of some people who are exclusively breastfeeding, or at least start doing their best to largely breastfeed their babies.
Absolutely. But does does breastfeeding actually help build the immunity, or is it a myth?
No, it's absolutely important to help build the immunity. The reason being, when you nurse your baby, and you in, you know, in the current situation, like we are worried about the virus, for a breastfeeding mother, if you go on WHO, they still say that if you are, even if the mother is infected with the coronavirus, you still need to nurse the baby, because body produces antibodies against the viruses, bacteria, and that goes to the baby via breast milk, and the baby is protected because of that. So
I actually didn't know that.
So it's very, very important to breastfeed your baby for the immunity, and of course there are many other benefits to breastfeeding, not just for the baby, for the mother as well. Apart from that, you know, there are a lot other myths if you see surrounding breastfeeding itself. Like, you know, you need to drink milk, to produce milk is the very common myth that
you can't eat
with.
Spicy food, you can't eat sour food.
Yes, you can't eat, you know, simple things like, you know, potatoes you don't eat, aubergines you don't eat pulses, you don't eat dal. So, you know, we are left with no options. Like some people don't
I have had and drank everything in my breastfeeding journey.
So there is, I had a patient who used to ask me, you know, every time she had a drink, she used to message me, I had this drink today, how long I can wait and nurse the baby. She exclusively breastfed during that time also. But there is also a myth about pumping and dumping. So a lot of, you know, there are lots, like through, it's a natural thing. But, you know, we have altered and added, and every, like in our own country, in some part of the country, potatoes are banned. In some part of the country, potatoes are more. So it's confusing for the new mother. So according to me, there is no restriction on food at all. Of course, I'm not suggesting eat a lot of unhealthy food, but, you know, there has to be a balance. But traditional or, you know, regular food like roti, sabji, dal, rice, whatever you're consuming in moderation, you can eat everything. That's not going to cause loose motions or gases in baby, which is commonly, you know, told to the mother that because you ate this, this baby is crying, you know, you he got gas because of that. This is the most commonest thing that we hear.
Okay. And doctor, my last question, what are the three tips you can give to moms who are struggling with breastfeeding? How can they get the perfect latch, or how can they, you know, make the breastfeeding journey a little better?
So as you mentioned in the question itself, latch is the key to successful breastfeeding. And it's not just always just the latch. There are other underlying, you know, problems as well. Sometimes tongue tie or lip tie with the babies, and that may affect the flow because baby is not latching well or mother is extremely in pain. That's why I always tell, if you are in doubt, just seek help from a lactation counselor or a consultant. If you are giving formula thinking you don't have the ability to produce enough, you know, one needs to treat the root cause and find out, you know, why you are not able to do it. It's such a natural thing. It's based on demand and supply. That's why seeking, getting the latch right, positioning right, taking help if required, and the right help, I mean, and not somebody who will tell you, okay, it's okay to give formula, don't worry. And last but most important, hang in there. Don't quit easily. It's a very beautiful journey and a really empowering journey. Towards the end of 2 years, you will feel, I never knew I can be so patient and, you know, go through all this and come out like a winner. So hang in there. You will miss out on a lot of things. Now, I know so many who have, you know, this told me earlier, I want to do it till 3 months. Then they have done it till 6 months. Then at 6 months, they went forward to 1 year, then 2 years, and beyond 2 years, so many I know. When even being a doctor, I was not even aware earlier that people even today nurse their babies more than 2 years.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, you know. I always thought I wanted to do it at least 6 months. But then during the 1.5, 2 month mark, I almost wanted to give up because I was having so many issues with like the feeding line. But I just realized, like, once I crossed that 6 month mark, I was like so comfortable with like today. It's just become a part of my day, you know. I do it is not even like take, it's just so mentally fulfilling, because right now, like, when I'm breastfeeding Alaya, we are like laughing together. I'm like eating her feet and she's laughing, so it's become such a beautiful part of my day.
It's difficult when you wean them gradually. That moment you will always want to treasure. That, you know, you want to, don't want to give away that moment when you and her are together. It's you time with the baby, you know, and nobody else can interfere.
Yes, thank you so much, doctor. This was so helpful. I'm sure it will help all the moms out there. But
most importantly, you know, I feel that people should breastfeed, and I give my best shot to help them. The reason being, it's not just for that mother and the baby. It's very important for our community and the environment as well. So I
absolutely am pro breastfeeding, and Dr. Mukta is the one who has got me to this point. So thank you so much, Dr. Mukta. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Sanchi. All the best for all your further, you know, podcasts.
To connect with Dr. Mukta, you can write to her at drmukta4numeral4u@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a comment on hdsmartcast.com. While there are some moms who still struggle with breastfeeding, there are other moms whose first year of motherhood has been nothing short of a battle. And we will be talking to one such mom next week. Her story is inspiring. It's about hope, survival, and courage. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original. HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.